will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the student, introduction to the book of Zohar, page 117, item 15. When you examine the above three states, you will find that one completely necessitates the other in a way.
Wait a second. We understand what three states. The first state is the state of Ensof. The second state is the whole process that we go through from the descent of the worlds, the cascading of the worlds, and then how we of the descent of the souls, and then how we go through it in our world, and then how we start rising, the whole correction from our world upwards. So the state of Ein Sof is before the Tzimtzum. The third state is the state of Gemara Tikkun, and all in between is called the second state, which we are going through. So he says, when we look at these three states, please go ahead.
You find that they necessitate each other in a way that if one were to be cancelled, the others would be cancelled too.
Meaning, we have the most common and clear complaint. The complaint is, why did the Creator create everything all finished, ready? What's the problem? It's the simplest thing to do. What does he get out of us suffering, cursing him? Because with every suffering, I curse the reason. So maybe it's not, you know, openly that I curse him because he's hidden. But so why didn't he create us as whole, complete, and perfect creatures? But on the contrary, he created us the very opposite, where we discover each and every time, the more we develop, the worse we become, and we discover how worse we become. So, and even though that we're not ashamed and we don't care about anything, but at all. So, these actions of his, in which he has created us in an imperfect form, does this not say about him that he has missed something, that he did something wrong, that he doesn't know, that he didn't finish, he didn't complete, he didn't do on purpose? How could it be that from he who is perfect come imperfect actions? How is that possible? So we have a lot to say about these three states. Of course, it's according to the complaint of the customer. And also, from the other side, the side of the Creator. Why did he really have to build these three states and pass us through a great suffering from one state, from the first state to the third state, through the second state, which is the descent from Ein Sof? How could it be that such a thing exists at all? The descent from Ein Sof down to this world, which is the most horrific and opposite, and then the ascent from this world back to Ein Sof. How could he do it the way he does? Meaning, of course, there's none else besides him. So how can he himself be engaged in these systems and clothing us, being clothed in all of these different bad forms and control us this way? We understand that in our world, our parents, they have no choice. A person's inclination is evil to begin with. So they give us a few beatings, put some pressure. Of course, that has to be. Because he who spares his rod hates his son, obviously. But why did the Creator do it so? Because he's almighty. This is a state that we can't really justify on ourselves, and we don't understand his action, meaning, why does he feel like doing that? Because he did it against his own perfection. And how from perfection can you go, come down to the imperfect, because we understand that we can advance from bad to good, but how to advance from good to bad, this is unclear. Unclear. How is that possible? And so on and so forth. There are many complaints about these three states. All the questions, they come from here. Why do we suffer? Why do we live and die? And this is innocent life, and all the things that become a part of this, and all the suffering in this world, that it's not conscious, and it has nothing to do with, no connection, no, there's no justification for anything. Right, Moti? You agree. Okay. So let's see, because really, here, if we'll understand the right connection between these three states, A, B, and C, we will be able to solve all problems. And these are problems that nonetheless awaken in us, and systematically we'll be able to relate to them. Okay? Let's go.
If, for example, the third state, the conversion of the form of reception to the form of bestowal, had not materialized, it is certain that the first state in Ein Sof would never have been able to emerge. It is because the perfection materialized there only because the future third state was already there, as though it is in the present. And all the perfection that was pictured there in that state is like a reflection from the future into the present. But if the future could be cancelled, there would not be any present. Thus, the third state necessitates the existence of the first.
What does he want to tell us? The Creator, he created a complete state. One state that doesn't change and nothing happens in it. First state. In the first state, there's also perfection. But this perfection is revealed. Toward whom? Not toward the Creator, but towards the receivers, only in their inner state called the third state. So, on the first state, the creatures, they don't feel themselves at all. They don't exist. They start discovering themselves as existing. Really, to the extent to which they acquire perfection from our state, when they start rising, to the extent to which they rise and they acquire spiritual degrees, to that extent they feel themselves existing until they rise to the full height, which is equal to the Creator. Therefore, there is perfection in the first state. The first state has perfection, and the perfection is from the third state, where the creatures attain the perfection. And in the first state, the creatures only have the reshimot, meaning they have only the potential power. Continue, please. It's not that yet.
All the more so, when something is cancelled in the second state, where there is all the work that is destined to be completed in the third state, the work in corruptions and corrections and the continuance of degrees of the souls, thus, how will the third state come to be? Hence, the second state necessitates the existence of the third.
Meaning, obviously, if we're talking about the perfection attained at the end, there's a process here as to how to attain this perfection. The process is called second state. Yes, keep on going.
And so it is with the existence of the first state in Ein Sof, where the perfection of the third state resides. It definitely necessitates that it will be adapted, meaning that the second and third states will appear. in complete perfection, no less and no more in any way. Thus, the first state itself necessitates the expansion of two corresponding systems in the second state to allow the existence of a body in the will to receive, corrupted by the system of impurity, thus enabling us to correct it. And had there not been a system of impure worlds, we would not have that will to receive.
Corrupted will to receive, which we have corrected.
And we would not be able to correct it and come to the third state. For one cannot correct that which is not in him. Thus, we need not ask how the impure system came to be formed the first state. For it is the first state that necessitates its existence in the form of the second state.
Questions? But to the point. Mike.
Let's say every state exists by itself. One, two, three. Why did he make a circle connection between them? One necessitates the other.
If, to begin with, from the thought of creation, were it not set to exist this way to begin with, no creature would have existed at all, because the second state exists only due to the first state, and the third according to the second, because there the first and second were supposed to come out. Otherwise, there's no perfection. We're not talking about perfection with respect to the Creator, but perfection with respect to His actions towards the creatures. Without the creatures, no point talking about the Creator, because who says that it's the Creator or whatever? Without the creatures, it's atzmuto, something that's prior to everything that we have no grasp of.
If I arrange a system, then I have the first block, which leads to the second block, which leads to the third block.
The second block and feedback closes to the first block. What are you asking? Why do you need perfection in the first state? In the first state, you have the future perfection to begin with from the third state, future third state that has to happen, has to be, and has to provide the first state with perfection. Why? Because without that, the first state won't know what to develop. In order to create a comparison or equalization. No, let's put it this way. Better put it this way. In order to bring the creatures to the state of the Creator, they have to come to Him from a state which is outside the Creator and build themselves in the opposite state, right? In the opposite state, in the opposite form. How do you form for them a state outside the Creator? What does that mean? Tell me, please. What does it mean outside of? What, it's determined in some borderlines? What, the Creator? No. So what does it mean outside of? You see, it's already hard for you to determine that. It's not a physical definition or something that you have in your senses or some values or some something. Qualities. What does it mean outside of? But the creature has to be outside. Therefore, the creation altogether has to be Baal, meaning outside of him. You maybe always depicted it in some kind of area or realm. No area. How can you depict the system outside of the Creator that starts yearning for Him independently, starts appreciating Him as the upper, higher thing, wanting to become like Him? You have to build an opposite system for that, so that as a result of the relation and control between the systems, there will be a scrutiny of what does it mean to be independent in thought and desire and ability. Independent in ability meaning that it can also be the very opposite. And he'll start leading himself exactly toward the form that he will choose out of the oppositeness, for him to choose out of the oppositeness something which is the complete opposite to itself, so that he'll choose that this oppositeness is something exalted, and this is what I want to reach. I want to be like it. It's more than slaughtering myself. Yes.
The necessitation of those states, what does it mean? It means that every state is necessitated in its opposite state?
It's not that simple. Were it so simple, then the Creator made one against the others and the souls, and that's that. No, what has to happen here is that there has to be here a system of scrutinization, of comparison, of decision, pro and con. These are systems, the systems of lights called the worlds.
Can we understand it in our mind, that necessitation, the first, second, third state?
Superficially, like he writes, but a bit to add points and a few questions, and you see that it's all... It doesn't give you enough of a basis in order to really do something. But his explanations, they're right. They're not limited. We're limited in feeling the systems in the first, second, and third state. And therefore, the picture is the way it is. It's kind of simple. But these three states... I don't want to say philosophically, I don't want to talk philosophically, but it's something very deep. Here it's all the bright questions about creation and reward and punishment and the problems in the world and perfection and imperfection and the whole approach of religions to the higher force. Is it just him or several forces, or he made it and left? You remember, it's all as a result of the understanding of the connection between these three states. The whole matter of incarnations, there's a lot about this. The biologist.
When I read about those three states, then I always have this picture of childhood. Let's say a little child, he grows with a rich father, but he doesn't really feel the villa he lives in. He doesn't really feel the good food he has and all those things.
Not at all. You can make him a game out of a shoebox and he'll be as happy as you buy something from a $1,000.
Exactly, so he doesn't feel it. And then his parents gradually leave him and kick him out in the most extreme scenario, and they tell him, no, you're on your own.
No, not immediately.
No, it's a gradual process.
Gradually, right, until he starts discovering that he already has to be like a grown-up.
Exactly. So he leaves his parents' home.
Doesn't really leave, but he has no real choice. Or even today, he doesn't leave.
But, for example, he's been kicked out. He has to find a small, stinky apartment and get along by himself. And then he will discover the wholeness that he had in his parents' home, and he will build the same thing with his future wife by himself. So he wants to resemble them. So we can imagine it somehow this way, or is it a great confusion?
just so your wife won't hear that you're talking about your life with her in Petah Tikva, like in the underworld, in the second worst possible state. But if you feel like taking an example from this, go ahead. Compared to Switzerland, which is the first and third phases, and Zurich. You're from France too. Now what?
Par rapport à la question que tu as posée à Bensi, qu'est-ce que ça veut dire être en dehors de la créature et en dehors du créateur? Je pense que j'ai une réponse.
Now, about the question you asked Bensi, what does it mean to be outside the creator and outside the creature? I think I have an answer.
Parce que si tu crées quelque chose qui n'a pas... Et si par exemple je suis à l'intérieur de toi mais que je ne te perçois pas, j'ai l'impression que je suis à l'extérieur de toi.
For example, if I'm inside of you but I don't feel you, it is as if I'm outside of you. And this is all that happens.
We'll learn this soon, but he is now giving an explanation that how all of these actions that go by, they really, it's not that they go, that we go through them, but we only it's only over our consciousness that it goes through it, and there's nothing really tangible about it besides the consciousness. It's true that we're all the time in the first state, and besides the first state, there was nothing made. But in our consciousness, in our recognition, in what I feel, I'm not in the first state, I'm in different other states. And now I'm in the worst possible state. That I am now here in the lower world, the lowest of all the worlds, a state that there's nothing worse than it. At least this has to somehow calm me down, that there's nothing worse, even though that all the worst possible things might happen here. And all this happens, all in all, in my consciousness, that I feel myself solid, in body, sitting here before you, talking to you. It's all a movie. This is how the will to receive feels. And therefore, I can now, if I were capable, quickly to take this movie forward. It's like you could do it in like a... You remember, it's like with the fast forward, with the tapes that, the cassette tapes that you used to have. And I could like do it and be like the whole world in 100 years. And in a second, I made the journey, this fast forward possible, because it's all a movie. It's called that Israel speed up the time. If you're targeted at Yishal Kel, that you can do it.
Est-ce que le créateur a vraiment créé quelque chose en dehors de lui, ou il a juste créé un système avec une absence de perception?
Did the creator create anything outside of him, or did he only create a system that has the ability of perception of reality?
The Creator, He created the will to receive and filled it with abundance. All the rest happens as impressions, inner feelings within the system. It cooks between the desire and the light. He put them together, and that's that. The Creator did not create more than the first state of the four phases of the first phase of the four phases of direct light. From the tip of the yud came out the thought of creation, which is the will to receive with the light together. From the first phase of the four phases of direct light and on, There is nothing. No actions of the Creator whatsoever. He already did it. He put the light and the Kli together in one state. And from there and on, it's all operated as a result of the mix of the mixing of the light and the vessel together.
Is it our lack of perception of the Creator that gives us the feeling that we're outside of Him?
It doesn't matter, suppose so. Of course, everything is the lack of perception of the Creator, that's for sure. That's actually good questions. Yes. Give Shai the mic up front.
In the first part of the lesson, there was a feeling that everything that you're saying, this is something we can work with throughout the day. And from this part, I feel that there's nothing I can take from it. I have nothing concrete I can work with throughout the day.
Why?
Because it sounds like philosophy, as if we're engaging in those states. But in the first half, when we're talking about connecting to the friends, there were things I could take to work with during the day. What can I take from here about those three states I can work with during the day?
You're right. Good question. What do I have to do with everything he tells me about now? First of all, I have to say that I'm in the world of Ein Sof. I am in the world of Ein Sof. I have all the powers of the Creator, of the creature, all the states, everything's at my disposal. It's true. Now, what can I get as a result? Take from it. What can I use? What I can use in order to come closer to the first or third state, which is one and the same, actually. Only in the first state, it was hidden, concealed, there was no creature, and from the future creature, it was hidden, concealed. And in the third state, it's concealed. It's revealed. So as much as I can, I have to be drawn to the third state. Now in practice, and not depending on anything, neither time nor anything else. If I get this kind of desire, ability, I can now reach the third state. Suppose like the Rabbi Shimon group. So, stemming from this, I have to think about my life as constantly being in perfection, that the Creator created only one state, and all the rest of the states are revealed only with respect to the creatures, with respect to me. Meaning, anyone who blames does it because of his own flaws. The more corrupted I am, the more I see this corruption outside of me, and then I see this world, horrific. Instead of seeing myself on the inside, otherwise I wouldn't have seen anything. And therefore, because the will to receive is incapable of seeing its own flaws, then it's given to him externally, that he sees it in the world. What do I have to do? I have to see the whole world in a way that... how do I do it? That I love them. And then, to the extent to which I'm drawn to love them, I start ascribing all these flaws to myself. And this way, I correct them. Right? I make this inversion. Instead of loving myself, I have to love the world. So follows that by this, I put in all the negative things inside me to it happening inside of me. And then I acquire the entire Malchut of Ein Sof. What can I derive from this? That these three states, they necessitate each other. Meaning, What does it mean that they necessitate one another? That, first of all, the constant existing state, it exists. And I exist too, whole and perfect. And there's nothing that can happen whatsoever, but only the matter of time. That this is also a very special discernment. What is the matter of time? That I can speed time up, on what condition? If I exist in a whole and perfect world, in a whole and perfect state, only on condition that I care for the others, to the extent to which I, the extent to which I want perfection for them, to that extent I myself advance. In short, you have no these three states. Why else do you need to write something? For it to become clear for us, but really, besides them, there's nothing. And also the system of the descent of the descending of the worlds from top down and the ascent from below up and how it's organized and our prayers, how do they rise to Ensof? Why do they come down from Ensof? Why through our connection? Why in our connection through the system to Ensof? Because there is our true and real state. What, only there's a great big light and there's no great big light in any other place. So I have enough light on the following degree. What I have to raise to Ensof? Because my perfection's there. And every time I connect with my perfection, I'm as if like bees bring a bit more honey to their place and some more honey. This is how I make these leaps all the time from Ensof back. Every time I add, as if go back to that image where on each and every pixel I formate it. Me in Ensof. Well, there are many things about this, so, right.
The second state is a state of symmetry.
Suppose, and that's it?
Ну, может, это моя зоум, но я себя вижу каким...
But I mean, I see myself the way I was and the way I'm supposed to be. It's like this, The more corrupted I am, the more corrected I am in the other side. Meaning, the more egoistic I am on the one hand, the more corrected part, the more corrected the other part is. Meaning.
That is true, but it is clarified in two states which are not me. As much as I feel myself that using the group, and as much as I feel myself that I'm holding, supporting, stabilizing the group, that becomes me. There is no me inside a person. Our own self, if we're talking about the spiritual own self, is me against the connection, against the group. And the positive me is me inside the connection, inside the unity, and as much as I'm beneficial to them, we're always talking about the connection. All the cascading from Ensof is the increasing separation. Yes. Give him the mic.
You just said, when you answered Shai, that I can aspire for this third state by wanting to relate lovingly to everything. Where can I... how can I work with this exercise? With the family, people on the street, where? With the friends?
With the family, it's a good thing. Because man's wife is like his own body. Meaning, she always stands against him. And if you identify with this game through her, how the Creator is playing with you, then you have non-stop exercises. And this is exactly how it is all arranged in the systems, from the upper systems. And therefore the family is called the fundamental cell of humanity. And the group comes next, and different kinds of groups, up to a country, countries, and so on. But in a family, there you can make very rapid advancement. On the one hand, you can nullify yourself. On the other hand, there is a resistance towards the will to receive, and there is a matter of completion. And to see that man and wife, there is a divinity between them. From not talking to when you talk to your wife only through the Creator, only through the correct connection that you're supposed to have between you. The Shekhinah, the divinity, is the place of connection where the Creator is supposed to be revealed, which is between you, such an opportunity is between you. Then you already establish a good family. So that depends on both of you in the understanding, feeling of the importance of the goal, and it is possible. This is why families today break down, in order for us to come to the recognition of evil and for us to start building a family with the new correct foundation. Yes. What does it mean? So what does it mean towards my wife? What does it mean to aspire for a situation that the divinity will be among us? That I do not know. This is something you have to clarify yourself. This is not a therapy session, but you should think about it. Only don't tell her that from now on I want the divinity to dwell among us. Rather, you should explain to her, what does it mean that this is unity, love, mutual bestowal, and the understanding that all that should be on top of our mutual opposite ego, and to accept this whole form of mutual rejection as a help from above? There you will find the whole strength for your spiritual advancement in such stages.
Again.
Yes. You said that instead of loving myself, I have to love the world and also the family and the group. So as long as this exercise goes on of the aquarium or not aquarium, how do we build a feeling of collective love inside a group? I had a very clear feeling once we were done with this exercise, how much everyone depends on the lust of the friends in creating love towards them. I think that friends in such a state, a group that feels that it has lost its uniqueness or unity, it has to talk about it, to try and unite itself. It has to really examine itself. What does it depend on? To sit and discuss it. And to do it very intensively. And not to go back to the previous state. Rather to come to a new state. This is already a new degree. There is no turning back. So this is what you should deal with, and to start with, this is how you should start your day, and then you should advance forward. Let's see you. How to include the whole group in it? That is already the second stage, because we also had a very beautiful feeling how our group becomes a small, like a war of brothers, different camps. Well, this is something that you have to do. This is something you have to do. If you are moving forwards as pioneers, you will have no hatred drawn upon you, and even envious. It will be a good envious. It will be the envious of others, which will increase the wisdom. Who is called Sofer, author of you? He is called Sofer. So what does it mean, Sofer? Who is called Sofer, an author or counting? In Hebrew, it also means to count. Not, that word comes from counting, not from writing. It is written somewhere in the Zohar. Sofer, they're counting letters. They're counting kelim. He who knows how to count kelim, he is called a sofer, a counter. And why did I say that for? Well, in short, you have to bring this new state, this new envious, so that the envious of counters will increase the wisdom. The good forces of the vessels of Chochmah will be among you. And you have to think about how to do that. Of course, it's with the help of the Creator, but unfortunately, I have to run away. I have an urgent phone call. It won't happen again, I hope, but now I have to go. So you still have some more time. If you have more time, then repeat item 15. Item 15. When you examine the above three states, you will find that one completely necessitates the other, in a way that if one were to be cancelled, the others would be cancelled too. If, for example, the third state, the conversion of the form of reception to the form of bestowal, had not materialized, it is certain that the first state in Ein Sof would never have been able to emerge. It is because the perfection materialized there only because the future third state was already there, as though it is in the present. And all the perfection that was pictured there in that state is like a reflection from the future into the present. But if the future could be cancelled, there would not be any present. Thus, the third state necessitates the existence of the first. All the more so, when something is cancelled in the second state, where there is all the work that is destined to be completed in the third state, the work in corruptions and corrections, and the continuance of the degrees of the souls. Thus, how will the third state come to be? Hence, the second state necessitates the existence of the third. And so it is with the existence of the first state in Ein Sof, where the perfection of the third state resides. It definitely necessitates that it will be adapted, meaning that the second and third state will appear in complete perfection, no less and no more in any way. Thus, the first state itself necessitates the expansion of two corresponding systems in the second state to allow the existence of a body in the will to receive, corrupted by the system of impurity, thus enabling us to correct it. And had there not been a system of impure worlds, we would not have that will to receive, and we would not be able to correct it and come to the third state. for one cannot correct that which is not in him. Thus, we need not ask how the impure system came to be from the first state, for it is the first state that necessitates its existence in the form of the second state. We will read item 14. Item 14 on page 116. Thus, you necessarily find that on the whole there are three states to the soul. The first state is their presence in Ein Sof, in the thought of creation, where they already have the future form of the end of correction. The second state is their presence in the 6,000 years, which were divided by the above two systems into a body and a soul. They were given the work in Torah and Mitzvot in order to invert their will to receive and turn it into a will to bestow contentment upon their Maker, and not at all to themselves. During the time of that state, no correction will come to the bodies, only to the souls. This means that they must eliminate any form of self-reception, which is considered the body, and remain with but a desire to bestow, which is the form of desire in the souls. Even the souls of the righteous will not be able to rejoice in the Garden of Eden after their demise, but only after their bodies rot in the dust. The third state is the end of correction of the souls after the revival of the dead. At that time, the complete correction will come to the bodies too. For then, they will turn reception for themselves, which is the form of the body, to take on the form of pure bestowal, and they will become worthy of receiving for themselves all the delight and pleasure and pleasantness in the thought of creation. And with all that, they will attain strong adhesion by the force of their equivalence of form with their Maker, since they will not receive all that because of their desire to receive, but because of their desire to bestow contentment upon their Maker, since He derives pleasures when they receive from Him. And for purpose of brevity, from now on I will use the names of these three states, namely first state, second state, and the third state, and you should remember all that is explained here in every state. Few announcements. A personal encounter with Rav Lightman this Tuesday, January 7th, 7 p.m. There will be a personal encounter with Rav Lightman in the Arvut House of Rehovot. Details at 107-1700-5929. Series of Zohar for All Books. Dear viewers, before the publishing of the Zohar for All Books, we invite everyone who wants to receive details to call us to 1-700-5929. The Arava Convention 2014, friends and groups, before the Zohar Convention 2014, we go to unite in the desert. Men Congress will be in the Antilopes Forum, and for the women in the new building in Petah Tikva, January 31 till February 1st. The World Zohar Convention 2014, Unity Changes Reality. Friends, groups, and viewers, we are happy to invite you for this World Zohar Convention 2014, a convention of unity and spiritual advancement, February 7th to the 5th, 2014, Exhibitions Gardens, Tel Aviv. Thank you and have a lovely, lovely day.
אדם שמולי ממש כמוני, אדם שמולי נרגש כמוני האדם שמולי נושם כמוני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לך לך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לך לך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לך לך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לך לך מה ששנוא צוחק כמוני האדם שמולי בוכה כמוני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לך לך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לחברך